Section 4.2, a few issues regarding the Platform Sutra. To facilitate the learning of Chan in the hope that practitioners would better understand some basic concepts in the Platform Sutra, I have chosen the following for comparative review and exposition. 1. Sudden and gradual enlightenment. 2. A separate transmission outside the doctrinal teachings, and being enlightened on the tenet reliant on doctrinal teachings. 3. Not established in words, and not apart from words. 4. Chan and Pure Land. 1. Sudden and gradual enlightenment. The issue concerning sudden enlightenment and gradual enlightenment is a key element running through the Platform Sutra. As the lifelong teachings of the sixth patriarch revolved around this issue, it is essential for Chan followers to have a clear understanding of it. It is said in the Surangama Sutra that there can be sudden enlightenment on the noumena, but phenomena cannot be suddenly eliminated. In terms of the doctrinal teachings, sudden enlightenment is referred to as seeing the way, whereas in Chan, it is described as being opened up, awakened to enlightenment. Both are considered to be happenings within an instant. A few days ago, a Chan practitioner raised the topic of the three barriers of Chan, which actually bears connotations of the levels or depths pertaining to the state of enlightenment or seeing the way. That is why we have heard of ancient patriarchs experiencing many instances of enlightenment, great and small. This is indication that in being enlightened to Buddha nature, or being able to see the underlying principles behind the doctrine of interdependent co-arising, there exist various levels of profundity, and that one moment of enlightening experience does not imply full and perfect enlightenment, the state of being of a Buddha. Shakyamuni Buddha, who was suddenly enlightened to the universal truth upon seeing the early morning star while sitting underneath the Bodhi tree, and thereafter disseminated his teachings for 49 years, is an exemplar of one who realized full, perfect enlightenment. So, what does it mean to be enlightened? To be enlightened is a huge breakthrough in life, a great leap of spiritual elevation. Such a state of being can only be experienced through an immense struggle, without which any real breakthrough or leap of elevation is impossible. Whether it be within the context of doctrinal teachings or Chan, enlightenment as an experience that occurs within a moment would have to be considered sudden and not gradual. To suddenly see Buddha nature is to have sat until one is severed from the three expanses of time, opening up all at once to sheer brightness. Just like a flash of lightning slitting across the sky, demolishing darkness, the smashing of a pitch-black lacquered pail, or a puncture in the paper window pane, entailing instant disappearance of darkness. Talking about the relationship between enlightenment and cultivation, there is either gradual cultivation before sudden enlightenment, or sudden enlightenment before gradual cultivation. Perhaps we should say that cultivation is usually gradual, progressing by stages to ever higher levels. The difference between the two is whether cultivation comes before enlightenment or vice versa. In the case of the sixth patriarch, he was suddenly enlightened before he engaged in gradual cultivation. We can use an analogy to further elucidate on the relationship between sudden enlightenment and gradual cultivation. If we arrive at a lecture hall in the evening and all the lights are out, we would have to grope in the dark to make our way. In fact, we must first of all find the switch to the mains. To be enlightened is to have found the switch to the mains. Being new to the hall and unfamiliar with the surroundings, we have to grope about here and there to find the switch. This searching process is similar to the practice of gradual cultivation. Once the switch to the mains is found and we turn it on, the lecture hall will instantly light up. And this would happen within only the instant of a second, sudden enlightenment. Of course, actual enlightenment is not as simple. This is only metaphorical. In essence, enlightenment is having found the way of cultivation that leads to liberation. Hence the description, seeing the way, as expressed in the transmission through doctrinal teachings. Here, the way has three meanings. One, a state of being, being able to realize our intrinsic nature after a period of arduous cultivation is an actual experience that would deeply affect us. Here, the way is understood in terms of a state of being. Two, a road or the path. Prior to being enlightened, we would find ourselves a bit confused because we do not know if we are on the right track of cultivation. Once enlightened, however, we are like having switched on the light. We can clearly see the path in front of us and know exactly which way to go. Three, a method. Having found the path, we still have the problem of determining which method to adopt in moving forward. Strictly speaking, It is only after having seen the way that the core cultivation is initiated. Before that, it is still only the stage of searching, albeit an inevitable part of the cultivation process. Being enlightened does not mean that the final destination is reached, for there is still a long way to go. Regardless of whether it is gradual cultivation before sudden enlightenment, or sudden enlightenment before gradual cultivation, we would still have to be engaged in a relatively long period of cultivation after being enlightened. The 16 years the sixth patriarch spent living in low profile after having been suddenly enlightened constituted the process of his gradual cultivation. He did not attempt to disseminate his teachings immediately after his enlightenment, knowing instead that he had to gradually remove his past unwholesome proclivities by living within an ordinary environment. This process did not only help him to alleviate vexations and attenuate defilements, but also allowed him to maintain and consolidate his practice. This is, in effect, enlightenment giving rise to cultivation, the process known in the doctrinal teachings as cultivating the way. It is only through seeing the way and then cultivating the way that what is known as the way of having nothing more to learn, the state of an arhat, is finally reached. Without the cultivation, it is impossible to find true liberation. Compared to the transmission reliant on doctrinal teachings, therefore, it is only the difference of method in seeing the way that distinguishes it from the Chan school, which offers a more direct approach. Other than that, they are both the same in terms of the process and stages of cultivation. Chan is, after all, a branch of Buddhism, and to say that it is totally different from the other schools would be akin to saying that it is not Buddhism at all. When relating Chan to the other schools, however, it is best not to place them against one another, nor should comparisons be made among the various schools with prejudice. It must be remembered that, strictly speaking, there is neither sudden nor gradual enlightenment in Buddhism as such. There is only sharp and dull with regard to the potentialities of the practitioners themselves. Hence the well-known saying, in the Dharma there is no sudden or gradual, but in people there is sharp and dull. When understanding Chan and learning the Platform Sutra, we have to hold this view that being awakened is a matter of an instant, yet such enlightenment is not final. It needs to be followed up with a process of cultivation for continuous elevation. In Chan, we also realize that any cultivation practiced before enlightenment would usually have blind spots, and it is only post-enlightenment cultivation that is considered to be the genuine practice. Up to now, several questions might have arisen in your mind. How many Chan practitioners have found enlightenment in the contemporary world? How many have actually gone into the cultivation phase of genuine practice? Is it a waste of time and effort if one is not enlightened after a life of cultivation? There are no simple answers to these questions, because enlightenment can be of two kinds. Enlightenment as evidence through personal experience, and enlightenment through intellectual perception. The former does not usually happen at once, while the latter is what we perceive to be the method as well as the path in cultivation of the way. Something we can learn and understand through our intellect, and undeniably a very important part of cultivation. For this reason, we must often seek advice from virtuous and accomplished Dharma teachers, and try our best to learn from Buddhist texts for a thorough understanding of Buddha Dharma. As the saying goes, delve deep into the Tripitaka canon, where lies wisdom vast as the ocean. Therefore, the prerequisite to find enlightenment is to seize the moment and sit it out to sever from the three expanses of time. Cultivational practice is for attaining enlightenment and seizing each moment of the here and now is imperative.